Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Fearless Generations, and I am your host, Kelly Fox. And we are coming to you tonight from the hospital. Let's see. Do we have Janet with us?
You do. Here I am. Hello,
yay. Hello. I've had an eventful week. My middle daughter, her appendix burst. So we have been in the hospital, and we're going to be in the hospital for probably another week. And so that's where I'm doing the show from tonight. And I asked Janet to join us, so lucky to have her, so that if I needed to step out real quick, we still had two callers on the line for you. But Terry is actually running a little late because she just left the hospital, and so she's probably going to be joining us in about 5 minutes. Tonight we're talking about a new step number 8, which is possibilities, and we're going to be introducing that tonight. So anything you want to say about possibilities is good to go. I love possibilities. It's probably one of my favorite steps because I love seeing possibilities before me. I love the feeling that there's something out there that can happen, or that could, you know, the situation can get better, or whatever. But also I love seeing possibilities in people. Seeing that they're possible of achieving the things that they desire to achieve. So what are the things that you think of, Janet, when you think possibilities?
It's big things, yes. And yet we can also look at it in everyday mm-hmm. situations, in every moment. And so I can, get overwhelmed in looking mm-hmm. at the big possibilities. And when I can break it down into smaller increments, I think it can be more beneficial, because especially in the times when we're thrown loops that mm-hmm. we weren't planning on it. Like for you in the past week,
yeah.
you know, with little Lily. Right? I mean, mm-hmm. and through it, it's like, what, like even putting on this call tonight, you know, figuring mm-hmm. out what are the different possibilities? What are my options? What can I do? What do I want to create?
Mm-hmm.
That I'm sure that you've gone through in figuring out, like, tonight's call.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a small portion of it, yet you look also just in your everyday life. What have been the different possibilities that have been new during this past week of adventure in the hospital
mm-hmm.
with everything that's been going on?
There's a lot of things have been coming up. And so it's like, how do you arrange, you know, because we've been staying the night with her. So, who's going to stay? Who's going to be home with the other four? You know, how are people going to get
yeah.
to the places they need to get? What meetings do we have? Who can go to those meetings? And then also because there's just a lot of unknown in this situation, because it's all dependent on, you know, how her body reacts to the antibiotics, how much, you know, pain is she in? How well is she doing with walking around or eating or, you know, whatever it might be. And so, you know, it's moment by moment sometimes. I mean, she's been doing pretty well with pain, and then you know, out of the blue at like 7:30, she woke up with massive pain worse than she had ever had, like throughout this whole experience. And I was not expecting that at all, you know. But it was an opportunity for me to stand up and be her advocate with the nurse and with the doctor, which is something that's not in my comfort zone. So it's, you know, being open to, you know, what the situation is going to, you know, is going to expose us to, I guess, or, you know, whatever it might be, you know, or calling the school this morning and arranging for her to get schoolwork. So, you know, because she's going to be out of school she's already been out of school for almost a week, and she's going to be out of school for possibly another week and a half. So it's like, you know, or actually another 2 weeks. So, you know, how are we going to best support her, not just here in the hospital with her pain management and, you know, walking her around, keeping her clean, you know, her PICC line sterile, or, you know, all these new things that we're learning and stuff, but also, you know, thinking about her school needs and her emotional needs of, you know, interacting still with her siblings and, you know, but then on the other side, it's still making sure the other four are getting taken care of. And so it's a lot of new, and, you know, being willing to ask for support, being willing to receive support, has been a huge thing. And and just being open to the fact that things could change at any moment. Oh, I see that Terry is now on the call. Oh no, that's not Terry. Sorry, Jay and Terry have the same first six numbers to their phone number. So I looked at it and I was like, oh, it's Terry, but no, it's Jay. So it's just about being open to the fact that any moment something can change. You know, she has more pain, or, you know, we have to do a new thing, or, you know, whatever it is. And so it's just been really, it's a learning experience. I mean, we went through this two years ago with Liam, well, I guess not a whole 2 years ago, but and so it's just, you know, learning a whole new language even.
do you find, like, through this, I mean, yes, it's trials, it's challenging you, and yet don't you find, like, a new, like, vigor within yourself in handling it all?
Yeah. Oh yeah, like, I mean, it definitely increases that capability. And that's something that I normally shy away from. I mean, when we went through this principal last year, is when I was going on all my adventures, and I saw that as possibilities. And you know, we'd even joke around about, okay, what possibility, you know, can we take now? And I did. I just, you know, a situation presented itself, and I took it. You know, really embraced that whole, you know, whatever comes forth, you know, I'm going to do it.
But, which is essentially, you know, the same thing that you're going to do now. It's just
right,
not,
but it was,
you know,
that was fun, and this is not necessarily fun. Yeah, so.
This is life.
Yeah, right, this is life. Right, but from that, you know, from that, I've been, what was left over, the result of it all, was that I had a very increased feeling of capability. And so I think that, I think that that's, you know, the thing that really comes with possibilities is that as you embrace those possibilities, you know that you can do it.
Go ahead.
Sorry. That was a huge thing for me, because that's one thing that you know, fear tells me, or my broken record is that I can't do something, that I'm not capable, in whatever fashion, you know, that is. Like, I'm not strong enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, whatever it might be, that I'm not capable. And so that was a really huge thing for me last year, is really when I, you know, when everything was said and done, you know, that was, I had a huge new level of capability and evidence to build that, that muscle of feeling that I am capable of doing much more than I was giving myself credit for.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you find that when you're focused in on the possibilities, or mm-hmm. knowing that you're realizing that you're capable of so much, but when you really surrender to the possibilities and living that way, that you don't worry about how it's going to happen?
Yeah,
like,
I think
time with Lily mm-hmm. in the hospital, it's like you just do everything that comes your way. You're just dealing mm-hmm. with it. You're just handling it. You're just mm-hmm. advocating. You're just, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like you just do it. You don't worry about it. You just do it.
Yeah.
I love that.
I think that I definitely have that. And I think in situations, in other situations, like I have, you know, I have that prior knowledge of, you know what, Kelly, you really are capable of doing this. And so if my fear comes up while I'm trying to accomplish it, you know, I've already had kind of like that pep talk, you know, or whatever. I've already, you know, reminded myself that I am capable. And so, you know, I can keep going. I think also when situations come up and challenges arise, you know, arrive, I don't give up as easily either. Like we were planning this trip at the end of last year. We planned this trip to Seattle, and we were going to stay with family. Well, last minute, we discovered we couldn't stay with family. And so, you know, it was like, okay, well, do we just give up the trip? Because we couldn't afford the trip if we had to pay for hotels and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so it was like, okay, well, let's look at hotels. You know, can we really not afford the hotels, or are we just saying we can't afford the hotels? And, okay, well, okay, we can't afford the hotels, but we know that now because we looked it up and we researched it. So what are other options? And, you know, and so that was a huge thing for me, because I didn't give up. I knew it was something that our family really needed, and I was committed to it, and so I made it happen. And, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't what we thought it was going to be, but it ended up being, like, so much more. And mm-hmm. it was because I was dedicated to the idea of that trip happening, and I made it happen. You know, mm-hmm. I called friends. I really put myself out there in a vulnerable position with, you know, people that I wouldn't normally ask, you know, can the seven of us stay at your house for a night? I mean, that's a huge mm-hmm. imposition, you know, when your family is the size of seven. You know, it's not like mm-hmm. one person sleeping on your couch, right? Uh-huh. So, you know, I really put myself out there, and I asked people who I would never ask before, you know, can we do this? You know, and both people that we asked were like, yeah. And so it was like, you know, just knowing that it's okay to ask, you know,
yeah,
you know, and stuff like that. So it was just, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
what were you going to say?
What did you discover when you asked people?
the people are willing, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was really cool though, but she's on now. But yeah, so it was like, I knew I was capable of making it happen. And so I did, you know what I mean? And so I think not only did it give me that knowledge that I am capable of things that, you know, way bigger than I gave myself credit for before, but also when situations get difficult, I have that evidence to build it up, to be like, you know, to cheer myself back, you know, back into it. And then also I have, you know, that more, a little bit more confidence and determination to make things happen that might be a little bit bigger, you know, like a trip or, you know, a certification or, you know, whatever it might be that's a little bit, you know, more time consuming or, you know, have to coordinate more things, but that I'm capable of those kinds of things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, it had a lot of different effects on me, but yeah, so I think in every situation, it affected my belief in myself of being capable. And I started looking at a lot of different areas in my life where I limit myself, and like my speech, you know, the way I say things. I looked at, you know, it started like a whole new conversation with myself about, you know, what's possible.
Give us an example.
Things that have changed since last year. I never thought I would even go back to New York, and then I ended up going 3 times last year. So I know that I am capable of travel, because that's something that I so want to do. I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to see new things and go new places. And I did a lot of that last year. And it was something that I told myself I could, that wasn't possible. Like, I went to Yosemite like 3 or 4 times. Like, we took you, we took some other mm-hmm. friends. You know, I went and saw the Hollywood sign. I've lived in California my whole life, and I've never seen the Hollywood sign. You know, it's just, you know, just making things more of an adventure where you're not just driving to one location, but you're experiencing more. You're making the journey, you know, more fun or more enjoyable or an adventure than, you know, where we could have just, because we ended up at Downtown Disney, which I've been to a lot. And we could have just driven straight to Downtown Disney, but we didn't. You know, we went to the Hollywood sign. We went to Rodeo Drive. We went to the Santa Monica Pier, which is somewhere I've never been as well. You know, we went to all these different places and really took in the experience, and then ended it at Downtown Disney. You know, just thinking more outside the box, the whole trip to Seattle and everything we did, like, we ended up making it this huge adventure. Like, we went to Halloween Town, which is something that my kids really, you know, wanted to do. It was like on Arisa's bucket list, even. You know, we went and explored, Jay and I are huge Twilight fans. And so we went and explored like all these different places that the story takes place, like Forks and Port Angeles and, La Push. We also went to downtown Seattle, and Jay's worked there several times, and so he was showing us all his favorite locations of where he would walk and, you know, the things that he would do and that he thought were cool about the downtown Seattle area. You know, we saw the Needle, and then we saw and made a lot of connections because we were stopping at all these different people's houses for help. So, you know, I reconnected with a friend that I had forever, you know, like I hadn't seen her for probably, you know, 15 years. And so we got to reconnect, and like before the last time I had seen her, we were both, you know, both newly married. So she has 5 kids. I have 5 kids. Like, we got to meet each other's kids. You know, so that was really cool. And then we stopped at Vicky's house. Vicky's another coach in Fearless Living, so I got to see her on a more personal level, meet her husband and her daughter and her dogs, you know. And
wow.
Jay met up. We met up with some of Jay's friends from that he used to work with, and he's, you know, really been working on connection and connecting with people more. So it was just a really, really awesome trip all around. So I feel like I'm taking up all the time talking, though.
No, and that's fine. And so I want to ask you, Kelly, like, what would you say have been, because you're, like, just bursting right now. You are, you know, over the past year or so. So what in the past year, I mean, it's magnificent to see. I'm just so, so happy and thrilled and excited for you. But I do want to ask, like, what do you find is the main parts of fearless living? So, you know, it can be beyond pathway to change, whatever. What do you say are the key support tools that you lean on the most in order to support you every day of your journey?
What I'm doing now differently than before, or just my journey, what have I leaned on?
Just in your journey in general.
One huge thing that has supported me in my fearless living journey is, are you making it up or is it true? That was a huge tool in the very beginning of my journey and still has played a part throughout the entire, 11 years or so of it. This year, though, the biggest change I feel that I've really embraced is I'm really working on loving myself and accepting myself and really getting to know myself at a deeper level, you know, being willing to look at those, you know, maybe those shadowed or dark areas of my life that I tend to shy away from or not want to accept or pretend that it's not there, really looking at every aspect of myself and, you know, questioning it and, either letting it go because it's not something that I need to hold on to or accepting it and owning it. So that I can really, when I say that I love myself, like I love every aspect of myself. There's even been times where, because I have body issues, as most women or humans do, but I've even gone to the point, because I heard this from someone in a book group I was in, is that I've been trying to, you know, like when you get out of the shower, before you get in the shower, you know, really looking at your body and telling it that you love it and saying thank you to your body for all of the magnificent things that it's done, that it does. And, you know, just being kinder to myself, being, not saying such negative things about either my body or myself or, really allowing myself to believe in myself, being my own cheerleader. And really allowing, because one thing that I feel is, I don't know, maybe my superpower, as some people like to put it, is that I can easily see the greatness in others. And so, you know, kind of turning that around and saying, if I can see this in everyone around me, then the odds are that I have this inside myself as well. And really, really believing that and being willing to step into whatever I need to access that, to shine that, to build the muscle of confidence that it's there, whatever I need to do I'm willing to do it. And so willingness is playing also a big part. That's my word this year, willingness. And so I would say really, truly loving myself has been the shift. Setting boundaries. I never set boundaries before. And that all came in with loving myself. You know, taking in compliments. I don't know, like so many different aspects have played into me really trying to love myself. So, I mean, that's affected like so many different things. And,
What got you to the point of being willing
to love myself?
The work? Yep.
A really awful year. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It took me to the bottom. And I was very broken. I was very empty, and I had to make the decision to live differently, or I was going to die. I had to start loving myself and treating myself kindly. I had to. It just was at that point where I had to make that choice. You know, I had to make that change, or I was just no longer going to exist as really anything. And so, yeah, the year really just forced me to it. I mean, there were a couple of like experiences where something like specifically
mm-hmm.
happened where I was like, okay, this is, you know, the universe, or this is my brick wall, or this is, you know, the slap in the face kind of situation where it's like, okay, wake up, Kelly. You know, mm-hmm. please make different choices. There were quite a few of those this year. And so I chose to wake up. I chose mm-hmm. to make different choices because I could see that if I didn't, it was going to be over.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I was that low.
Yeah. So you got to your point where you surrendered, right? You surrendered to yourself. You surrendered to yourself, and to that.
I guess
the,
so. Yeah.
That which the universe, or whatever you want to call it, was trying to help support you in shifting, and you surrendered mm-hmm. to all the everything. I mean, this is what I'm hearing: is that you
mm-hmm.
you recognize that, and you gave up the fight, and when you surrendered, and it's a fight that we all, I mean, every single person has their own personal demons, and I
mm-hmm.
applaud you, because you listened, you heard, you recognized, and you chose. You made the conscious choice for yourself, and I
mm-hmm.
love that.
Yeah, and it's
imagine,
a choice that I have to make every day.
Yeah. Yeah, and with every
like,
day
I,
that
mm-hmm.
goes, mm-hmm. go ahead.
I consciously am choosing myself every day. Sometimes, mm-hmm. even, you know, moment by moment, I am choosing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's definitely something that I am consciously doing every day,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's something that you can get stuck in. And I think that's what I was stuck in complacency or you know, naive of thinking that if I'm not actually walking forward, that I'm not walking backwards. because I really don't feel like you can stand still. Either you're going forward or you're going backwards. There's no standing still. And I think I was moving backwards and pretending that I was moving forward.
And look at when you've embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
When you've embraced you. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you, Janet.
Yeah.
I did not see the call going this way, but thank you so much. Like, I feel like this whole call has been like a validation or, you know, a huge acknowledgement or something.
Yeah. No, it is. And
like, Terry didn't
call.
Even get to talk.
Oh. Okay, I listen.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Janet.
I was supposed to be the quiet one on this call, and it ended up where I talked the entire time.
Woo!
But I was willing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And you went with it. And you
mm-hmm.
let go of any preconceived notions that you had about it.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what it's created. I mean, what a beautiful call. What a beautiful insight for us all in opening
mm-hmm.
up and realizing and recognizing what, when we surrender, when we become aware, you have the awareness of where you were at, that life wasn't going the way you wanted. You were willing to take action. And with and in that willingness, I'm sure you felt more connected with yourself, let alone with others. You had compassion
mm-hmm.
for yourself. You've been holding yourself accountable with
mm-hmm.
support, with the continuing with these calls, with doing all that you're doing, and becoming even more present in each and every moment, while at the same time surrendering to who you are, to getting to know who you are, and allowing that to
mm-hmm.
blossom, and look at the possibilities that it opens up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yep.
An awesome example for us all, Kelly. Yeah, an awesome example for us all. On how to walk the talk.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. And you have an awesome mentor to help along the way.
I have lots of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also that one who hasn't said a word since it, besides
yeah.
on the call.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what a team. What a team, you two.
What a team, that's for sure.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
We're definitely growing together, and I think that that's an exciting possibility of this year is, you know, with expanding, you know, Fearless Generations and what can we really do together, what can we offer our listeners and also people locally, you know, what changes can we really influence, not only in the outside world, but in our own. And so that's been really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we are way over our time.
Yes.
By at least 2 minutes. So
I will
end the call now, but thank you so much, Janet. I know I did not give you very much notice whatsoever, and I really appreciate you jumping on the call with me tonight, especially
since
it ended up being you know, where Terry wasn't able to get on right away. I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
and Terry,
no
thank you for getting on the call. Thank you for being here and adding your energy, even if you weren't able to add your voice.
That is quite all right. I appreciated everything I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It's been quite a
all
day.
Right, well, yeah.
Take care of you guys.
Thank
yeah.
you. And thank you, listeners.
Yeah,
thank you
care.
For coming back each week. Continue to come back and listen, and let's see what the possibilities of this month bring to you and to us. Please always share anything that you would like to share with us on our Facebook page or on our website, And we will see you next week. Be fearless.
Okay, good night.
Night.